सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
सो वी आर सीइंग चैप्टर 26 ऑफ कैंटो 3 ऑफ भागवतम। व्हाट वी हैव सीन सो फार इज इन वर्स नंबर 10 इट इज सेड दिस Prakriti has got two stages. One is the abhyakta, unmanifest state, and another is vyakta state. So, in unmanifest state also, it is trigunatmika. It has got three gun, sattva, rajas, and tamas. The speciality of the unmanifest state is that it is abhishes. Abhishes means there is no visheshta, no specific forms are there. They are all in the seedal form. And this abhyakta is eternal. Eternal, it is nitya. And it is in the form of cause and effect. Karya karan, cause and effect. When it manifests, it is called prakriti. And before manifestation, it is called pradhan. Pradhan. In the unmanifest state, it is pradhan. And in the manifest state, it is called prakriti. And the effect of this prakriti is that 24 tattva came from this, and those are 5 gyanendriya, 5 karmendriya, 5 subtle element and 5 gross element, and antahkaran chatushtay. Antahkaran chatushtay, 4 antahkaran, so 24. 24 things are the effect of prakriti. Effect of prakriti. And the 25th factor is the kal. Kal means time. And kal, time is Bhagwan himself. Kal is 25th factor. And when Brahman plus Prakriti becomes, it is called Sagun. Sagun Brahma. One is Nirgun Brahma, another is Sagun Brahma. Who is Sagun Brahma? Brahman plus Prakriti is called Sagun Brahma. And the first stage is Nirgun Brahma. Nirgun Nirakar, Sagun Brahma. Okay. So it's the Sattva, Rajas and Tamas, they were in equilibrium state. Equilibrium state. There was no disturbance in that. It was the state of pralaya, dissolution. Because of the two things, this equilibrium of Sattva, Rajas and Tamas got disturbed. What are the two things? Destiny of all the jiva. Destiny means prarabdha or the our sanchit karma or whatever we have done, the karma fall has fructified. And we have to enjoy and suffer that karma fall. So all the jiva will be coming to enjoy and suffer their karma fall. And for enjoyment and suffering of karma fall, the Lord has to create the whole world. Whole world. So one is the destiny of all jiva, and second is the Lord activates. Lord activates means the chit shakti is touched. When the chit shakti is touched, then the sentiency will come. Otherwise, prakriti is jad, inert. So Lord's participation is needed as chit shakti to touch it. And the destiny of all the jiva also plays role. So this Paramatma resides in all jiva. Paramatma resides in all jiva. Inside and outside he is as a kal, as a time. Everything is bound by time outside. So inside that Paramatma is in all beings and outside he is present as kal. So first manifestation from Pradhan, first manifestation from Pradhan was Mahatattva. Mahatattva, from the platform or from the standpoint of inert, we call it Mahatattva. The moment the Mahatattva is touched by Chit Shakti, we call it Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha or Brahmaji, they are on the same platform. So first being in the world is Brahmaji. Brahmaji. So Mahatattva, when it appeared, it dissolved the darkness. In Pralayakal, what happens? There is total darkness. So Mahatattva, by its own effulgence, it removed all the darkness around it. Then what happened? So what is called as a Mahatattva in cosmic aspect? Cosmic aspect, what is called as Mahatattva? In individual, it is called Chitta. Lavalta, Chitta. Mahatta Tattva in the cosmic aspect is called Chitta in Adhyatma. In Adhyatma. And the Adhishthata. Adhishthata is a Chetragya, and the Upasya Dev is Vasudev. Upasya Dev is Vasudev. Mahatta Tattva in cosmic. Same thing is in individual, in Adhyatma is a Chitta. Chitta. Adhishtata is Chetragya and Upasya Dev is Vasudev. From this Mahatattva came Ahankar. Ahankar. This Ahankar is coupled with the Kriya Shakti and is willed by Lord. Everything is happening because of the will of Lord. That is always there. So from the Mahatattva came Ahankar. This Ahankar is also Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. And this is the source of mind. Ahankar is the source of mind and senses. We know it very well, na? Mahatattva, Ahankar, Tanmatra, then Sthul Panchamahabhut. From Tanmatra is nothing but subtle element. From the subtle element and the gross element, whole body is created. Subtle senses. Created from subtle element and gross body created from gross. So this ahankar or ego, which is called in the cosmic aspect, is ahankar in the individual level also. We also have got ahankar, ego. And what is the definition of ahankar? Aham karta iti ahankar. I am the doer. I am the doer is the definition given in Tattva. Shankaracharya gave the definition. Aham karta iti ahankara. So we have got ahankar, and there is in the cosmic also there is ahankar, and the adhishtata is the Rudra. Rudra, and the Upasya Dev is Sankarsan. We have seen all these things in our previous class. Sankarsan. So this ahankar is I am the doer, number one. Number two, it is cause of all mind and senses. Mahatattva, ahankar, then comes subtle element, then comes the gross element. With the subtle element and the gross element, everything is created in the world. So in a way we can say the ahankar is the cause of mind and senses. Mind and senses. And this ahankar, we have already seen, is sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Always remember, the Pradhan, which was Abhyakta, it was Trigunatmika, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas, and anything coming from Pradhan to Prakriti, to Mahatattva, to Ahankar, to Tanmatra and gross element, everything will be Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. Everywhere there will be Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. This is common factor everywhere. From the Sattvic Ahankar in verse number 27, we saw it evolved into the mind and it is Sankalpa Vinkalpatmakam Mana. From the Sattvic Ahankar. Now we will find from Sattvic Ahankar, Mana was created, what happened with the Rajasic Ahankar, what happened with the Tamasic, how they evolved. These things are we are going to study today. So I hope now it is absolutely clear to all of you the how we started from Pradhan and come up to Sattvic Ahankar. So cosmic aspect, what is called as the Sattvic Ahankar in Adhyatma, it is mind. What is in cosmic aspect as a Sattvic Ahankar, in individual it is as a mind, and Adhishtata is Chandrama, and Upasya Devi is Aniruddha. This we discuss in verse number 21. Now 22.
Verse 22.
We have covered 27, now 28 also we have covered, 29.
Tejasastu vikurvanat buddhi tattvam abhutsati drabhyaspurana vijnanam indriyanam anugraha.
Now ego is three types, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. From the sattvic we saw mind evolved. What happened with the rajasic? Now it is come. Tejasatu. Tejasat? From Tejas, from Rajas. What is the word used for sattvic here? Baikarik. Baikarik is sattva. Tejas is Rajas. And Tamas, they will use the word Tamas. So Baikarik is sattva. And Tejas. Tejasatu. Vikurbanat. Vikurbanat is transport. From the Rajasic Ahankar transfer to what happened? Buddhi Tattvam. Intelligence principle. Buddhi is coming. Mind already from the Sattvic. Sankalpa Vikalpa Atmak Mana came. And now Buddhi Tattvam. Abhut. Abhut means took birth. Took birth. Sati. Sati means, oh virtual lady. Who is talking to whom? Kapil Bhagwan is talking to Devuti. So he is addressing his mother, O Sati, O virtual lady. Then what is the function of this? Drabhya Sphuran. Drabhya means object. Sphuran means when they come in your view. When the object come in view, does what Buddhi will do? Vijnanam Indriyanam Anugraha. Vijnanam ascertain. What is this? What is this? So Buddhi will decide who is you. You see, if I am able to see all of you, the eyes don't know. If the eyes perceive the form and give it to mind and intellect, it is intellect that will say, this is Rupaji, this is Pramilaji, this is so-and-so, this is a function of Buddhi. But Buddhi needs all the organs of perception also. Whatever stimuli are brought by all organ of perception, it is processed in mind and intellect decide who is this, who is this, who is this. So, drabhya spuran, whenever the drabhya, any object comes in view, vijnanam indriyanam anugraha, and it gives assistance to all indriya. Anugraha, and it gives assistance to all the senses, all five gyan indriya. Whatever stimuli is brought, they are ascertained. So from the Rajasic ego, as it underwent transformation, sprang up the principle of Buddhi, O virtuous lady, ascertaining the, what is the purpose? Ascertaining the nature of object on their coming in view and helping the senses to perceive object. These are functions of Buddhi. In Tattvabodh, we have studied nishchayatmika buddhi. So buddhi, here it is said that the master of senses. If the senses bring in stimuli, if the buddhi is not there, they will not be able to perceive anything. So with this buddhi only, we can perceive, we have studied all this, with buddhi only, we can perceive the illuminator of buddhi. Buddhi is inert. Buddhi is inert means buddhi is the effect of ahankar. Ahankar is the effect of mahatattva. Mahatattva is the effect of abhyakta, which is called pradhan. And these all are maya. All are maya. And maya is sentient. One, two, three, four, five. Only five are saying, no, Maya is not sentient, Maya is inert. You are right. Maya is inert. Sentience is given by that Satchidananda. So if I want to see that Satchidananda, no, the whole purpose of study is to reach that illuminator. Why we are describing what is this, the whole world? Whole world is unreal. We don't want to know much about this. Our purpose is to know this world and how to reach with these existing instruments with us to that Paramatma Tattva. That is the purpose. So that is why they are saying what is mana, what is buddhi, what is organ of perception, what is organ of action, what is this whole world. The whole idea is to reach to that Paramatma Tattva. So how can we reach? It is said, yes, if we can make our buddhi subtle, if we can make our buddhi subtle, subtle means single-pointed, then we can reach. And how can we make our buddhi subtle? In Vivek Churamani class, recently we studied that by samadhi abhyas, we can make it a single point. What is samadhi abhyas? Samadhi abhyas, you are doing sapakalp samadhi. What is sapakalp samadhi? Sajatiya vritti prabha. It's the same type of vritti, same type of thoughts are continuing. That is sajatiya vritti prabha. Single pointed, thinking about one object. And slowly, there will be nirvikalp samadhi, no more thought. In sapakalp samadhi, triputi is there. In nirvikalp samadhi, triputi is not there. No more thoughts. But it is difficult because of the millions of our previous lives, mind and senses, they all are habituated to go outside to the world. And where is Atman? Atman is inside. And many times we have seen this is manufacturing defect. All organs of perception are extrovert. You can see outside, but what is happening inside? We don't know. Digestion is happening, circulation is going on. Can we see it? No. There is so much of sound inside, but we can't hear. It's extrovert, everything. This is habit. So to control mind and senses and make them U-turn is possible only in human birth, not any other birth. To know our true nature, we have to control our mind and senses and reach to that Paramatma Tattva. So what is the function of buddhi? Now verse number 30.
संशयोत विपर्यासः निश्चय स्मृतिरेव च स्वापयितुच्यते बुद्धेः लक्षणं वृत्तितः पृथक.
दीज आर द फंक्शंस. वृत्तितः मीन्स फंक्शन. व्हाट आर द फंक्शंस ऑफ बुद्धि? संशय, डाउट. डाउट विल कम. विपर्यास, मिस एप्रिहेंशन, नॉट एप्रिहेंडिंग इट करेक्टली. निश्चय, correct apprehension. Then smriti, memory. Swapa, sleep. So So five things are the functions of buddhi: sansay, doubt; viparyasa, misapprehension; nischay, correct apprehension; smriti, memory; swapa, sleep. Iti uchyate buddhi lakshanam vrittita pratah. This is said to be distinct characteristic of buddhi as determined by their function. So doubt, misapprehension, correct apprehension, memory and sleep are said to be the distinct characteristic of buddhi as determined by their function. We find the same thing in Patanjali Yoga Sutra also. Function of buddhi: praman, viparyay, vikalpa, nidra, smritya. In Patanjali also same five functions. Praman, correct apprehension; viparyay, doubt; correct apprehension; and vikalpa, doubt; nidra, sleep; smriti, memory. Then comes sansay. Doubt is an important factor. Doubt is an important factor. In order to determine, initial doubt should be there. Theek hai ki nahi theek hai, that doubt should be there. But you should not become a doubting tom, always sansay, sansay, sansay. That doubt should not be always there. So sansay in the beginning is helpful for arriving in a decision. Sansay in beginning is helpful. But all time you are doubting, that is not correct. And this sansay should not be there in case of scripture, shastra. There should not be any doubt in shastra. If we have got doubt in shastra, what will happen? Sansay atma vinasyati. Such person will not get sukh here and hereafter. If you doubt, atma hai ki nahi pata nahi. I told many times to my teacher, can you show me atma? And he is unable to show me atma. Therefore, I am not going to believe. If you don't believe, what will happen? You will not tread that path. Whatever is suggested by shastra, do this, do this, do this, and you can reach that tattva. Once you reach that tattva, you are in the ocean of bliss. We all are searching for sukha only from morning to evening. All our actions are only for sukh. But we don't know the source of all sukh. Shastra will tell us this way we can reach to that source. So if we have got a doubt about the shastra, what will happen? Vinasyati, you will not get sukh here. And hereafter also you will not get sukh. And we can reach that state only in the human form. Know it for sure, only in human form we can reach that state, in no other form. Viparyas, shastra determines that identification with the matter is false, it is misapprehension. Real understanding is described here as nischay. Shastra tells you are identified with the unreal things. That is not correct. We think our house, our body and our relationship all will be permanent. Nothing is permanent here. Whole world is impermanent. Therefore it says it is mithya. And if we do the vichara of atma and anatma, we will come to know that soul is real, atma is real, anatma is unreal. So nidra and smriti are also required to keep buddhi in working order. Nidra is required. Some rest is to be given to that instrument. Smriti also, same thing. Next.
Taijasan indriyaneva kriya jnana vibhagasah pranasahi kriya shaktihi buddhir vijnana shaktita.
Taijasani, from rajasic ego, indriyani eva. Indriyani means senses. Eva, certainly, kriya jnana vibhagsa. Kriya jnana vibhagsa, they have got two types of indriya we have got. One is jnanendriya, another is karmendriya. Karmendriya has got the kriya shakti, jnanendriya has got the jnana shakti, buddhi shakti, knowledge. Kriya Shakti and Gyan Shakti. Kriya Shakti is the field of Karmendriya. Gyan Shakti is the field of Gyanendriya. Vivaksa. Pranasya hi kriya. Pranasya is vital energy. Kriya. Kriya means actually both Gyanendriya and Karmendriya require Kriya Shakti to function. Both Gyanendriya and Karmendriya are inert only. Why inert? Because they are made of inert material. Simple thing. Gyanendriya and Karmendriya are all made of inert material. Therefore, they are inert. Shakti buddhe vigyan shaktita. And shakti buddhi, intelligence, and vigyan shaktita, gyanendriya. They give shakti to organs of perception and organs of action. So both gyanendriya, how many gyanendriya we have got? Organ of perception. Karmendriya, 5. These are evolutes of tejas, rajasic, ego alone. Since power of action belongs to prana, what is powerhouse in us? Powerhouse in us is the prana. This continuous, it is running day and night, it is our powerhouse. It is our powerhouse. It gives power to whole body, our Gyanendriya, Karmendriya, Man, Buddhi, all are inert, and they get power from this prana. And this Gyanendriya, being the channel for functioning of the Buddhi, are themselves product of Ahankar, an evolute of Rajas, that means Tejas. So from the Sattvic Ahankar came mind, and from the Rajasic Ahankar it says it come Buddhi. Okay. How to understand that it is from the buddhi, from the rajasic ahankar? There is a little bit of difference in tattva-bodh. In tattva-bodh it is said all have come from sattvic. But here Mahatma, they explain this way because in buddhi comes the desire first. All desires comes according to our vasana in buddhi. And we can't stop desires. It's according to vasana, it will go on coming. You can't stop it. It will go on coming. And that agitates our mind. That makes our mind, buddhi makes rajasic, agitated. How can we make it sattvic? If the same desire is directed toward Lord, it will become sattvic. Suppose you have got a desire to eat, I will eat prasad. See? There is a desire that I should eat something, but I can make that desire sattvic. And this will make purify my mind. Like whatever food comes, we do Brahma, Arpana, Brahma, we make it a prasad. And then we eat. It is sattvic. Or I want to hear some music. So in that case, I will say, I want to hear bhajan, you know. I want to hear bhajan. That makes sattvic. Desire has come, but I can convert that desire into sattvic. And this will pure our mind. If I continue to divert my desires toward Lord, it will purify my mind. And this turning buddhi to the Lord will make a person sudurlabh mahatma. The word sudurlabh mahatma has come in Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam jarmanante gyanvan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. That mahatma is durlabh. So how can I become that sudurlabh mahatma? By turning my buddhi toward the Lord, I will become sudurlabh mahatma. How will that happen? When my mind is purified, what will happen after that? A desire will come in my mind. Who am I? Abhi nahi aata hai. Abhi we are all rajasic and tamasic. We only want to go into the world. What is this? What is that? This and that. But when the mind is purified, then a desire will come. What is the purpose of life? Why have I taken birth? Who am I? So these things will come in mind. When these desires come, you will start searching. And when you search, you come to know the Atman, which is already with all of us. It's not we have to get from outside. Already Peter. And who is that Atman? This is Paramatma. Atma is Paramatma. What is its nature? Paramatma is Dukkha Rupa. Everybody saying, no, Paramatma is not Dukkha Rupa. Paramatma is Sukha Rupa. So if I reach to Paramatma, what will happen? I will get Sukha, Sukha, Sukha only, no Dukkha. Therefore it is always said, what is Mukti? Mukti is that you will be always in bliss. No more sorrows. No more sorrows. And if we are in the Dukkhalaya, this Jagat is Dukkhalaya, if we roam in Dukkhalaya and search Sukha there, will we get it? No, we will not get it. Buddhi, also some Mahatma said that it is said it is from the Rajasic Ahankar because Buddhi needs Kriya Shakti. And Kriya Shakti is product of Rajas. Pranayama, Prana is the product of Rajas. That is also we have studied in Tattva Bodh. Since Buddhi requires this Prana Kriya Shakti, therefore Buddhi is Rajasic, an ability of Rajas. For spiritual advancement, we have to redirect our Gyanendriya and Karmendriya, which normally roam in the Jagat, in OIT. Now what we have to do? We have to turn around and direct them to what? Lord, for our spiritual progress. When we direct our Indriya toward Lord, it is Bhakti. That's all. It is Bhakti. Next.
तामसाच्च विकुर्वानात् भगवान् वीर्यचोदितात् शब्दमात्रम् अभूत् तस्मात् नवश्रोत्रम् चु शब्दगम्
तामसाच्च ताम फ्रॉम तामसिकी गो तामस अदर टू वर्ड्स यूज हियर वैकारिक वैकारिक फॉर सत्व एंड तेजस फॉर रजस नाउ तामस तामस यू नो तमस तामसाच्च फ्रॉम तमसी गो Vikurvanath transformed Bhagavat Virya Chodita, impelled by the energy of God. Everything is happening with the will of the God only. Sabda Matram. Sabda Matram means Tanmatra Sabda. Tanmatra Sabda means the subtle element. Subtle element means the sound. Always remember, from Pradhan came the Prakriti first. Is the Mahatattva, from Mahatattva came Ahankar. Okay? From Ahankar will come Tanmatra, from Tanmatra will come Sthula Pancha Mahabhut. So now we are starting discussing Tanmatras. From Ahankar we are coming down slowly Tanmatra. So Tanmatra, Indriya and Sthula Pancha Mahabhut, this will be discussed from verse number 32 to 49. So in this verse it is said from tamas ego first came subtle sound, abhut. Abhut means manifested. Manifested tanmatra sabda. And from that nabha means from that ether or the sky or the space. Sound, space, srotram to sabdagam and the sense of hearing. Sense of hearing also were created. So three things were created. Tanmatra, Sabda Tanmatra, and space, and our sense of hearing. Sense of hearing. For this, they are related, you know. For sense of hearing, sound is required, Sabda is required. And Sabda to travel, you need space also. So first came the subtle sabda, from sabda came the space, and also came the srotendriya, srotendriya to listen. Okay. So from the tamasic ego, as it underwent transformation, impelled by the Lord's energy, what is the impelled by Lord's energy? Chit Shakti. Everywhere the Chit Shakti is there, it's making sentient. Sprang up the principle of sound, sabda matram. Sabda matram means tanmatra sabda. Tanmatra sabda means the thing which you cannot see. Tanmatra is not, cannot be grasped. Tanmatra cannot be grasped. It is subtle. We call it subtle element. Why subtle? Which cannot be grasped by our Gyanendriya. Therefore, it is called subtle. Sabdamatram. And from Sabdamatram was evolved ether or the space and the auditory sense, ear, to which catches sound. So all have got a common factor. Sabda. All are related to Sabda. For Sabda to travel, we need space. And to hear that Sabda, we need auditory sense. So from this verse, we find that all the sense objects and all the senses will be coming out from Ahankar. It will be coming out from Ahankar. So first came sound, which is subtle form of the ether. Subtle form means Akash is the space. The first came Tanmatra, and from Tanmatra, Sabda came Akash, and from ether manifested air. How it comes will be explained later. Further, sky is the cause of ear, the first sense organ of knowledge. First came Sabda, first came organ of hearing. And therefore, Shravan is most important in Veda, and we get knowledge happens only in Shravan Kal. Arjun was also materialistic, but when we heard the whole of Bhagavad Gita, he also spiritually grew. He heard Shravan. Next.
Arthasrayatvam shabdasya drashtur lingatvam eva cha tanmatratvam cha navasah lakshanam kavayo viduhu.
Arthasrayatvam, that which conveys the meaning, the sound conveys meaning. Arthasrayatvam shabdasya, of the sound, drashtu. In that case, you know, whenever there is sound, there must be a drashtu. Drashtu means a speaker. If there is a sound, there must be a speaker. And sometimes it may so happen, you may not be able to see speaker. Like in the radio, when we hear news, sound is there. We are not able to see speaker. Lingatvaiva cha, and drashtu lingatvaiva cha. Whenever you hear sound, that proves that there is a speaker. There is a speaker. Even if I am not able to see the speaker in the radio, that means the speaker is there. Somewhere is there, but I am not able to see him. Tanmatratvam cha navaso lakshanam kavyo vidu. And tanmatra, that is the subtle element. And navaso lakshanam kavyo vidu. Kavyo means the wise man, they know. Lakshan means the definition. That is subtle element and the ether, they came out from the Sabdamatra. Sabdamatra is the Tanmatra. From Tanmatra came ether. And also auditory sense also. So the knower of truth defines sound as that. What is sound? What is the definition of sound? It is said, number one, conveys the idea of an object not within sight. By sound, we can convey the idea of an object. Number two, it also prove the presence of a speaker. I may not be able to see him. Words convey the idea of an object. Number one. Sabda also states there must be some speaker. And third is constitute the subtle form of ether. Sabda is the cause of ether, the space. Sabda is the cause. So whenever we speak of hearing, it is implied there must be a speaker. Veda are said to be a paurusiya, not spoken by any person made of five elements. Not spoken by any person made of five elements. In Bhagavat we see Brahmaji is first being. He is Adikavi, original learned man. He heard Veda from Narayan. He heard from Veda from Narayan. How? Narayan is seated inside all being. He was the first being. So Narayan sitting inside gave him the knowledge. We can get knowledge two ways. Either the Antaryami can give us knowledge one way. Number two, second way of getting knowledge is through guru, through teacher from outside. Two ways. So how Brahmaji got knowledge? Antaryami rupena. Okay. So from Brahmaji started Guru Shishya Parampara. We know that. Brahmaji gave it to Narad. Narad gave it to Vyasji. Vyas gave to Sukadev. Sukadev gave to Parikshit. And Parikshit, whatever is written here or said to Parikshit, it is here. From that Bhagavatam, we are getting knowledge. See, the Guru Shishya Parampara started from Brahmaji, first being. How he got? Narayan. Antaryami Rupena. Next.
Bhutanam Chidradatrityam Bahirantaramevacha Pranendriyatmadhishnatvam Navasobrittilakshanam.
Now it is the characteristic of Nava, the space. Bhutanam of all being Chidradatrityam, it gives accommodation. The space gives accommodation. We are also all sitting in space, no? There is a total space, and then we carve out four walls and we say, this is our living room, this is our study room. So space. Who has given? Nava. The total space has given. And Bahirantaram evacha, and then we say, this is external, internal. External, internal means, now we are sitting in the shrine, and outside the shrine is external. So this Nabha has given inside, outside. Because of the Nabha space, we can say it is inside, outside. Then Pranendriya Atma Tisnatvatam. Pranendriya, vital air. Pranendriya, vital air. Then Atma, Atma means here, mind. Adhisnyatvam means being filled of activities. Navasa, Navasa means the eternal space, and vritti lakshanam, activities or characteristics. So even the ether nabha is characterized as that which affords room to living beings. So space is giving room to everybody, number one. Number two, gives rise to notion of inside and outside. And number three, it is abode of prana, indriya and mind. Where are the prana, indriya and mind? Everything is in the space. So prana, indriya, mind, they are in space. Inside, outside is also because of the space. And the space has given accommodation to all beings. This is the characteristics of space. If somebody asks you, what is space? Then you have to tell the description of the space in this way. It gives room, accommodation to all beings. Number one, in the space there can be inside and outside. And number three, it is an abode of all prana, indriya and mind. Where are we existing? In the space only. So where are this prana, indriya and mana functioning? In space only. So it is abode of everything. So the mind and senses, prana, have forms. Mind, senses, and prana have formed, but not visible to naked eyes. Prana is going inside, outside. Are you able to see? Can you see the prana? Can you see the form, mind? Can you make a form of mind? No. Or the subtle senses? No, not visible. So all these forms rest where? In the space only. Everything is resting in the space only. Inside body space is experienced when prana circulates through the veins. When the prana circulates, when you press this pulse, you will come to know it is running. So there is a space, that is why it is running there, no? The space is inside. So many objects are so subtle that we can't see them, but they are in space. Corona, can you see with your eyes? Where it is corona? In the space only. Everything is in space. but my eyes are not able to see. So all the subtle forms exist in space is proved by science also. We get the photos and TV show through the space only. Now I am sitting here, you all are sitting in your rooms. How my photo is traveling to you? Can you see in the space our photo traveling? It is subtle. I can't see it, but it is happening. Is that not proof? The subtle forms which are traveling in the space, we can't see it. Similarly, inside also, this is outside example. Inside also, in our mind also, there are many thoughts which we are not able to perceive with our organs of perception. They are very subtle. Thoughts are subtle. Very subtle. Sattvic thought, rajasic thought, tamasic thought. But these thoughts, they determine our gati, you know, after the death, they determine our gati. It is said, urdham gacchanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti rajasaha jaganya guna vrittyastha adho gacchanti tamasaha. Inside vrittis also determine our gati, where we will go. At the time of death, what is the state of our mind? Is it sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic? So, again, avyakta, first vyakta is mahatattva, then comes ahankar, from ahankar came sattvic ahankar, it was said mana, from rajasic ahankar said buddhi, and from the tamasic ahankar it was said sabda matram, sabda came, tanmatra, sabda came. Okay, from that tanmatra, what came next? 35.
Navasa sabda tanmatrat kalagatya vikurvataha sparsho avavattato vayuhu tvak sparsasya cha sangraha.
Navasa, from ether, from space, sabda tanmatrat, from the subtle element sound. From the subtle element sound. Kal gatya vikurvataha. Kal gatya, under the impulse of time. In course of time, some changes happened. Where? In navas. And vikurvataha, it underwent some transformation. Sparsa abhavat tataha. Sparsa, touch. Touch. So, subtle element touch. Abhavat evolved. And vayu tvakka sparsasya sangraha. And vayu. Vayu and our sense of touch. That evolved. Three things. They are connected. They are connected. So spars came out from where? From sabda. So what is the cause of sparsa? Sabda. Sabda means tanmatra. Tanmatra. Sparsh came, subtle element sparsh came from nabha, which is associated with the sabda. So whatever is the quality of sabda, everything will come to touch. Okay? Whatever is the characteristic of space, that everything will come to air. Whatever is the characteristic of air will come to fire. Panchamahabhut, we are coming slowly. From the space came air, from the air came fire, from the fire came water, from water came earth. So space is the cause for air. Air is the cause for fire. Fire is the cause for water. Water is the cause for earth. There is a cause and effect relationship. You always remember that. Don't say from Prakriti came five great elements, sabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. You have to say, from prakriti came mahatattva, ahankar, then after that sattvic ahankar, rajasic ahankar, tamasic ahankar. From tamasic ahankar came sabda, from sabda came sparsha, from sparsha came rupa, and from rupa came rasa, from rasa came gandha. These are tanmatras. These are tanmatras. This way we have to see. So from ether, navasa, which is the evolute of the principle of sound, sabda tanmat, as it underwent transformation under an impulse of time, sprang. Three things sprang. Number one, principle of touch, sparsa tanmatra. It is subtle. Sparsa tanmatra. And then the air as well. Second is the air. And third is the tactile sense, tvak, by which we perceive touch. So where is the sparsendriya in all of us? This skin, sparsendriya. What is the function? It is going to come. So in course of time, subtle forms are transformed into the gross form and they become object of touch, spars tanmatra. So sabda tanmatra means subtle, always remember, subtle, subtle element sabda. From subtle element sabda came subtle sparsa, subtle touch. Okay, then after that.
Mridutvam kathinatvam cha shaitatvam ushnatvam eva cha etat sparsasya sparsatvam tanmatratvam navastataha.
Now the lakshan of touch, lakshan of touch. Mridutattvam, mridu, softness. When you touch something, it will tell you whether it is soft. Kathinatvam, hardness. By touching, you will find, oh, this table is hard. If you touch a flower, oh, it is soft. Kathinatvam. Cha saityam usnatvam evcha saityam, cold. Usnatvam, it is hot. Cha etat sparsasya. Etat, this is sparsasya, means subtle element, touch. Sparsatvam, distinguishing attributum. It distinguishes whether it is hard or soft, hot or cold. Tanmatratam navastvah. And this is the attribute of the air. So softness and hardness, and even so cold and heat, are the distinguishing attributes of touch, and it is further characterized as the subtle form of air. Subtle form of the air means from sparsa, air will come. From sabda, space came. And auditory sense came. Similarly, from touch, what will come? Air will come. And from the air will come the tvakendriya, the tvak. Next.
Chalanam vyuhanam praptihi Netritvam dravva shabdayoho sarvendriyanam atmatvam vayo karma bhilakshanam.
Now the action of the ear, characteristic of the ear, chalanam, moving. Ear is moving. Easy to understand, ear is moving. Vyuhanam, vyuhanam means mixing. Mixing. And prapti, allowing approach, prapti. Netritam, carrying, drabba sabdayo, particle and substance of sound, drabba sabdayo. Sarvendriyanam, all senses, atmatattam, for function, vayo, air, karmabhilachanam, karmabhi means action, distinct characteristic. These are the characteristics of air. So the action of the air is exhibited in movement, mixing, allowing approach to the objects of the sound, and other sense perception, and providing for the proper functioning of all other senses. So we perceive action of air when branches of the tree move or dry leaves are collected together. How do we perceive? Oh, it is moving. Why the air? Oh. The speed of air also we try to guess. Today is 10 miles or it is 20 miles. Similarly, body moves because of the air. Our body is moving because of the air. The prana is only air. Earlier I told you it is our energy house. Prana, apan, vayan, udan, and all these things. It is all happening because of the air. Digestion, everything happening because of the air. In Ayurveda, diseases are recognized by the movement of air. Movement of air. Paralysis. What is paralysis? Movement is not there. Movement of air is not there. Then nervous breakdown. What is that? Movement of air is not there. Sufficient movement of air is not there. Madness. It's all vayu dosha. In Ayurveda, kapha, pitta and vayu. So all these doshas are because of vayu. They will treat vayu there. So air carries odors also. So these are the functions of air. Now from air, what came is the next. That we'll see in our next class. So what will be coming from the air after that? Rupa will come. And from rupa will come rasa. From rasa will come gandha. So once more, I know you will not revise after this. You will not open book. So what is pradhan? Abhyakta prakriti. Unmanifest. Undistinguished. There is no visheshta there. It is eternal. It is nitya. Then it starts manifesting. Question comes, why it is manifesting? Then we have to give answer that because of the destiny of jiva and will of Lord. Will of Lord. Two factors are there. Then there is a agitation in sattva rajas tamas equilibrium. It starts mahatattva come first. Mahatattva and Hiranyagarbha and Brahmaji, you know. From mahatattva came ahankar. From ahankar came sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. This mahatattva is equal to chitta and all that we have already seen. From ahankar, sattvic came something, what is mana. From rajasic came buddhi. From the tamas came tanmatraj. What are the first came? Is the sabda. Sabda is related to space and it is also related to our organs of. Next came, from sabda came sparsa. So cause of sparsa is sabda. Cause of sabda is ahankar. Cause of ahankar is mahatattva. Cause of mahatattva is pradhan. You know, slowly we are coming. Sabda sparsa. From the sparsa will come roop. From the roop will come rasa. Rasa will come gandha. Okay. So next time I am not going to repeat. If you have got still doubt, then
listen to the recording.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasa Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.